These are people that would sell garments, so they can sell the normal way that they would sell things. And that means that they would always show the prospective buyers the sizes of the garments that they're selling. It doesn't sound like they'd put their arms through, but for sure they would put the garments on top of their shoulders, at least to show the length and the width of the overall garment. As long as they don't have kavanah in the summertime that the garment that they're wearing is protecting them from the sun, or they're trying to protect themselves in the wintertime and the rainy season from the rain. So the question is why is this not psik resha anyway? Even if they don't have kavana, if they're, let's say, outside in the summertime, and it is protecting them from the sun, so why is that not kilayim? Furthermore, they're probably having some kind of benefit from it, from the warmth that the garment provides. So Tosfos in Chulin Daf Chaf Tesamud Beis says that we're dealing with a case that there's other clothing that they're wearing, so therefore it's not a psik resha. But if he does have kavana to have benefit, then it's aser, like the Mishnah says. But the Ran says a big chiddush. The Ran says in Shabbos that which we say that Rib Shimon that holds a Davar Shalom Miskaven, which again, to recap what that means, a person has kavana for something else, and then the Isra, the Malacha, happens, but that's not his main intention of the action that he's doing. So Rib Shimon holds that that's Mutter, and we say that Rib Shimon holds it's Mutter, Davar Shalom Miskaven, only when that's not inevitable. But if it's inevitably going to happen, the Malacha, the Isra, is going to inevitably happen, Rib Shimon is Moda, because that's called the Psik Resha. But what if the thing that's Aser, that's inevitably going to happen, is dependent on benefit, a Hana, which is not such a tangible thing? It's not like when a person cuts the head off the chicken, so the head's going to for sure fall off. So that's the action. The malacha there, the iser, is only on the action. And the malacha was surely done. But here, the whole issue and the whole iser is specifically benefit, hana. That's not an action. Why? Because when something's beneficial and gives them hana, that's called wearing it. So it's like a lower level than an action. If that's the thing that's inevitable, if the benefit is going to be the thing that's inevitable, so this guy, he's a seller of garments, he's for sure going to have some kind of benefit from wearing this on, it's going to warm him up a little bit, but if he doesn't have kavana for that, it's mutter, because that benefit, even though it was inevitable, that's not when we say a psik resha. A psik resha is only set on something that's tangible, not benefit, because that's not tangible, or it's much less tangible than physical things that happen. So if he has kavan and he thinks about having that benefit, that's asa midiraisa. But if he doesn't, it's a davar shaloi miskaven. The iser of wearing shatnez never happened because he had kavana just to show the garment to others, not to really wear it. He did have benefit, he really wore it. He didn't have kavana for that. It's a psik resha, it's inevitably a kavana. We don't say psik resha by hana. We only say psik resha by physical things. And just to recap, if you recall the previous Mishnayos where, let's say, for example, stealing taxes, a person's not allowed to wear kilayim to steal taxes. He doesn't have kavana to have warmth from the garment. Why is that not a davar shalei miskaven? That should be mutter. So the Rav said over there, that tana held a davar shalei miskaven is usr. So if we recall, we asked, why is that not a psik resha? Even if davar shalei miskaven is mutter, it's still a psik resha. He's automatically going to be wearing it no matter what. So if you say like this Ran, maybe the Rav holds like this Ran, and it's very good. That maybe, midiraisa, every type of garments that's worn needs some type of benefit. And we brought up two types of benefits. One is providing warmth, and also the other benefit, like Reb Kivega brought up, is preventing you from getting ruined or hurt or whatever from the elements. So in the case of protecting from taxes, is not a psik resha, although he's for sure going to have benefit from it, he's going to have some warmth, he doesn't think about that. It's a davar shalei miskaven, and the Rav said, the only reason it's usher, because the Tana held davar shalei miskaven is usher. But we hold it's mutter, and therefore it should be mutter. What about psik resha? You're going to have benefit from it. Teretz says he holds like the Ran. There is no benefit by psik resha. We don't say psik resha by benefit. We only say it by actions. And the Mishnah ends, v'at snuin mafshilin b'makil. Snuin, the Rav says, these are people that are very machmir. And what they did was, instead of putting it on their shoulders, they put a rod of some sort on top of their shoulders so that when the garment was on top of their shoulders, not actually touching it, but it was resting on the rod, it never actually touched their body, and therefore they never had to worry about kilayim.